News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government has outlined the legislative agenda for the upcoming parliamentary year. Among the pieces of legislation to be prioritized are the Fisheries Bill and Agricultural Commodities Regulatory Authority Acts. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen says amendments under the Fisheries Bill will facilitate improved management of the industry. He notes that the Agricultural Commodities Regulatory Authority Act will create a new body to replace the coffee, cocoa, and coconut industry boards.
This new regulatory body will also succeed the export division of the ministry in managing the nutmeg, ginger, turmeric, and pimento subsectors.
The Cyber Crimes Amendment Act, the Evidence Amendment Bill, and the Criminal Justice Administration Amendment Bill will also be given priority this legislative year. Meanwhile, Governor General Sir Patrick Allen says efforts will continue under the government's program to improve water supply and pursue rural water development projects. He was delivering the throne speech in Gordon House following the ceremonial opening of Parliament last Thursday. The Governor General says the government will continue the rehabilitation of water tanks island-wide, as well as the upgrading of water supply systems. Treatment plants will be refurbished and domestic and commercial water meters installed.
The government is committed to ensuring that potable water is available, especially to those living in rural areas.
Recently, Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill commissioned into service a 6 million gallon water treatment plant and an additional facility to provide 5 million gallons of water in Marthabray, Trelawney. Over 200,000 residents in the Marthabray region as well as adjoining communities are now benefiting. The project was carried out at a cost of $1.6 billion. An average of 2% economic growth is projected for the Caribbean in 2015. This projection from the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, is based on growth of 1.3% achieved by the region in 2014. President of the CDB, Dr. William Smith, says last year's growth was due to strong performances in tourism and construction, as well as increases in foreign exchange reserves. He was speaking at a press briefing in Barbados last Wednesday. Lauding Jamaica's marked improvement of 0.8% average growth in 2014, Dr. Smith says the improvement resulted from the implementation of fiscal policies under the IMF program. He is urging the Jamaican government to continue in its efforts and see the current program through to conclusion. The Ministry of Health has launched a national measles prevention campaign targeting 195,000 children ages 1 to 6 years old. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the aim is to advance the immunization treatment in Jamaica. Under the initiative, children will also be provided with other vaccines they may have missed.
The main objectives are, one, to capture those that have been fully immunized for their age in order to improve the overall immunization coverage in Jamaica. More importantly, to provide adequate protection in order to reduce susceptible population for measles in children, and three, at the same time, have an impact on other vaccine-preventable diseases such as rubella.
The campaign, being executed at a cost of $54.4 million, got underway February 16 and will run until May 8. And the government is spending $280 million to repair roads in sections of West Rural St. Andrew under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP. Following a tour of National Works Agency NWA projects in the area recently, State Minister for Transport Works and Housing Richard Azan noted that the Boon Hall Road is one of the major projects currently being rehabilitated at a cost of $145 million.
We are doing some redrain and overlaying of the entire road. There was a problem where you have water coming from the hillside, and we have to put in some French drain there to also to take away the water into the major drain.
Mr. Azan says sections of the roadway in Erie Castle Stony Hill will also be repaired at $135 million. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Njue James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.